If you take that period of instability, I mean, there was a revolving door of unconstitutional governments, you know, starting from 66, then we went back to the Second Republic, and then it was overthrown on 13 February, and we're under the National Redemption Council, and that changed to the Supreme Military Council 1, then to Supreme Military Council 2, then we had June 4, then we had the Third Republic, then we had 31st December. If you look at that period, you know, Ghana had reached rock bottom. A lot of our best brains left the country. I mean, professors, you know, literary scholars, artists, celebrities, teachers, even professional workmen, auto mechanics, everybody left and went to Nigeria and other places. And so Ghana had reached where when you dig a hole and you reach the bottom, you can't go any further down. And so the only direction you can start going is climbing up.
Yes.
And that's exactly what happened. The period of the PNDC, as Rowling said, was the coup to end all coups. And it actually was the coup that ended all coups because it gave a certain period of stability, 11 years, in which very important fiscal reforms were undertaken. And it allowed the economy to start to grow again. And after 11 years, it was decided to go back to democratic government in 1992 with the 92 constitution. And that was what began the Fourth Republic. And so I think that all that period of instability did contribute to a sense in Ghanaians that, look, we need to go back to a democratic dispensation. And all of us agree that the only way you can change a government is through the ballot box. All political parties came to that conclusion. And that is what has made Ghana's Fourth Republic survive, and I'm sure it's going to survive for many centuries.
That was former President John Dramani Mahama.